בוקר טוב, ערב שבת שלום, פסח שני, י' באייר, ערב שבת, פרשת אמור הכהנים, אמור אל הכהנים. We have all of, כמעט, all of the laws of כהונה, כהונה גדולה, in this week's פרשה, we see that הקדוש ברוך הוא took the כהנים, and he raised them on a higher pedestal than the rest of Am Yisrael, he gave them special laws, and because of their elevated kedusha, they also had elevated limitations. They're not allowed to do everything else that other Jews can do. They're limited about their tum'ah, who they can marry, what they can eat. It's a very big... So Kohanim have privileges, but they also have a lot of responsibilities and a lot of limitations because of their Kedushah as a result. And even higher than a regular Kohen is, as the Torah says, V'akohen gadol me'echav, asher mitzak al roshosh shemen ha'mishra mile'et yadol l'ilbosh et ha'begadim. Kohen gadol has even more severe limitations then regular kohanim, he can't marry an almana, and even for aviv imo, he can't be mitameh. It's you know, it's a very, very big deal. The Gemara and the Midrash tell us, why is he called Kohen Gadol? Because he's supposed to be Gadol b'chamisha dvarim. He's supposed to be outstanding in five different traits in order to be mitmaneh Kohen Gadol, which was he had to be b'chokhmah, b'nvuah, b'noy, b'osher, and Bigvura. You have to be strong. Huh? Noi is handsome. To be, besides for blemishes which invalidate Kehuna, but besides for that, the Kohen Gadol had to be handsome.
You got a broken arm, you can't do it?
Pasul. Wow.
Yeah. What's handsome? Like you, at least.
Yeah, like, yeah, but no, yeah. Yeah.
Persian.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. Tall, dark, and handsome. You know,
when they're in the middle of services, he breaks his arm, he's out.
He's pasul, yeah, sure. I think he has bigger problems if he breaks his arm in the middle of services, you know what I'm saying?
Lefty
is a mum lidat rambam, yes. Now, takshiv, baba, bushkon. Now, mikol makom, listen carefully. The Sichot Musar, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, alav shalom, discusses this and he says, why, since when do we consider gvura, physical might, to be an attribute, something that the Kohen Gadol needs? Well, you think he's a bodybuilder? You think they looked for Kohanim Gadolim in the gym to see who's the, you know, what's it called, Mr. Universe, to see who's the biggest? That's not what they were doing over there. Zelo, you know, he's able to do one-handed push-ups. No, ma pitom, that's not, huh? He has to be fit, but not, it's interesting, by the way, fun fact, the Chafetz Chaim, alav shalom, he was a Kohen when he was a kid. He used to run up and down the stairs in his parents' house to train for the Avodah in Beit HaMikdash, to practice running up and down the Mizbeach. So he used to run up and down to get better stamina for doing the Avodah. Nechon, you have to be fit. What Gvura? What do you have to be so gibor for? Now the Rambam interestingly writes that Gvura has to do with being koveshet yitzro, that he has to be able to overcome his yetzirah. That's ezo gibora koveshet yitzro. Right, this week's Pirkei Avot. Yes, Pirkei Dalet this week. Nevertheless, the Kesef Mishneh and other mifrashim on the spot, they say no. If you look, the Gemara says, where do we learn gvura from Moshe Rabbeinu? That Moshe Rabbeinu was physically strong. So we see that the strength that the Chachamim are talking about for the Kohen Gadol, their action. Yes, he has to be able to overcome his yetzirah too. But the strength that they're talking about is physical strength. He disagrees with the Rambam. So if that's the case, we're back to this question. What is pshat that the Torah is so makpid about that? What do we care, you know? Every time you think about a gadol of a Torah, what are you thinking about? Somebody who's, you know, old and frail and, you know, hunched over and always learning. But since when does this physical might come into play? When do we care? That sounds like a very foreign idea to Judaism. And he explains that, interestingly enough, we find Shlomo HaMelech says so many lessons about atzlanut, laziness, lethargy. If you look in Mishle, so many things. And he writes, Lechel nemala atzel re'ed rachev v'chacham. He says, you want to learn a thing or two about laziness? Go look at ants. Ants, the Gemara tells us, they amass food for years and years and years. You know that. They collect food. How long does it live? 6 months.
What?
The Gemara says an ant lives 6 months. And yet, it's collecting food for years and years. Why? Says the Gemara, that the ant tells itself, maybe at the end of 6 months, Hashem will make me a nis, and He'll prolong my lifespan, and then I'll have what to live for. Says the Gemara says, that's what we should be looking at when a person's lazy. What does he say? You know what? I have time. No, afuch. A person should be looking at the ant with regards to amassing our food for Olam Haba. Olam Haba is right around the corner. What do you have to show for yourself? He says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, contrary to popular belief that people think that Gvura, might, is the opposite of Chulsha, of weakness, he says, not the case. Gvura is the opposite of laziness. When a person does, it doesn't mean that he has to be a bodybuilder, but when a person pushes himself to the limit, physically, emotionally, spiritually, he pushes himself to the best that he can, that is the opposite of atzlanut, of laziness, and that is very much a required trait for a person who wants to be Kohen Gadol, for a person who wants to be a Navi. You got to push yourself to the limit. That's the Gvura that we're talking about. Look at Aharon HaKohen. Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded him to lift, if you remember, 22,000 Levim in the same day, and he did it. It's physically impossible. He was 83 years old at the time. Can you imagine an 83-year-old man lifting Levim of various weights and sizes and heights, whatever, 20, and what was the lifting? Ma'ale umorid molich umevi. I had to shake them like a lulav. Can you, 22,000, it's physically impossible. And yet, Aharon HaKohen pushed himself, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a nes. Since he pushed himself to the limit, the nes happened. So, that being said, there's not even 22,000 seconds in the day. You know that. So, it's a big deal. Anytime a person wants to achieve something in Avodat Hashem, you got to make sure that you're pushing yourself to the limit. If you're not, that's considered laziness. Not everybody can be the Kohen Gadol, but every person can be Gadol. You know? Kohen Gadol, not everybody can be. But Gadol, you can be Gadol b'Torah and Gadol b'Yirat Shamayim. The Rambam says that each one of us has the capability to reach the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. Usually it doesn't happen, but we're born with that capability. Some people take advantage, some people don't. The choice is ours, the power is in our hands, Rabotai. It's wonderful to see you again. Have a wonderful, safe, and enjoyable Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom Vorach. Be well.